time for It Says in the Papers with Shane McElhattan.
Beside all the joy in today's papers at the overnight Ryder Cup victory for Europe, there's relief. Relief that what looked like a certain triumph on Saturday night didn't end in a collapse 24 hours later. The Irish Sun sums it up in a couple of pithy paragraphs. "Phew York" is the paper's back page headline, summing up the emotion felt as Shane Lowry sealed the Ryder Cup victory for Europe. Inside, the paper describes how his 6-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole ensured that Europe retained the trophy, holding his nerve in the face of one of the most extraordinary comeback attempts ever seen in golf. At one stage, the paper says, the Europeans had been in danger of suffering the greatest choke in sporting history, as a succession of their biggest names fell to defeat. The Irish Daily Mail quotes Lowry as describing it as, the hardest couple of hours of my whole life. The images from New York compete across the papers with the sights and sounds of the Croke Park clash between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. The Irish Daily Star describes how the Vikings nearly staged a comeback of their own to ensure a thrilling finish to the first National Football League match played on Irish soil. Competing views on the prospects of a border poll by the year 2030 get coverage across the papers. Taoiseach Micheál Martin's comments in New York give the Irish Daily Mail and Irish Examiner their lead stories. No border poll on a united Ireland by 2030. The Mail quotes the Taoiseach as believing the hard work of reconciliation has to happen before there's a move on a poll. The paper says he criticised Sinn Féin for blowing hot and cold on a poll without a blueprint for how it would happen. The Sun quotes Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald addressing those concerns. Speaking at the British Labour Party conference in Liverpool, she called for details of such a referendum to be agreed before the end of the decade. The papers follow the presidential candidates as their campaigns get into gear. The Irish Independent reports from the launch of Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin's campaign in Dublin yesterday. As the only candidate without an electoral record, the paper says his campaign will be leaning on his roots in the GAA, his work with the Defence Forces and his work in North Inner City Dublin. But the Mail asks if all that will be enough. It's claiming there's unease in Fianna Fáil, and Jim Gavin has been told he needs a major win in the first presidential debate on Virgin Media One tonight. The Examiner quotes Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys campaigning in Cork City. Just hours after tricolours were erected on lampposts and bridges across the city, apparently as an echo of far-right anti-immigration hoisting of flags across Dublin. Ms Humphreys told the paper the flag, as a symbol of unity, is now being co-opted into something divisive. According to the Irish Times lead, the country's projected green image has taken another battering, with the release of a damning report on the state of Ireland's air, water and land. They're described as in very poor condition by the European Environment Agency, with the country's economic growth achieved at the expense of that environment. Finally, the weekend tragedy in Finglas in Dublin gets much coverage. The Independent lead story reports Gardaí probing the discovery of the bodies of a man and a young child on Saturday are investigating the possibility that the man smothered his young daughter before taking his own life. The Star quotes shocked neighbours as recalling the family as lovely and very quiet, with the man often seen with the girl on the street, teaching her how to ride her bike without stabilisers. The neighbours told the paper the child's grandmother had only just left the family home after staying with them all summer. The paper says Gardaí are awaiting the results of a post-mortem before determining the next course of the investigation. But officers are braced for a murder investigation in this tragic case.
Shane, thank you. It's now 12 minutes past 8. We'll be back with more on that story with Paul Reynolds after the break.